Remember that. Okay. On the sugya of Nusach HaBracha Le'en Al, there are many, many shitas of Rishonim. We're not going to see a fraction of all the shitas. We'll see a fraction of all the shitas, I should say, but we're not going to see all the shitas. But we'll try to do a little bit the Rush, the Ran, which is really the Ramban, and then the Rambam. So we saw yesterday in the Rush, there are two approaches. One was the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's formulation for Al and Le is based on his own svara. It doesn't seem to be grounded in the sugya itself. The Gemara has a shaka v'tayr of al bir chametz and livvaer and a whole shaka v'tayr, different cases, famila, shchita, lulav. And the Gemara says, hilchas al bir chametz, comes a Rabbeinu Tam, ki'ilu, like from a different direction. This is what's pointed out by the Me'iri. We'll get to the Me'iri together also. Rabbeinu Tam is not saying a chiluk that seems to be rooted in the sugya per se. But Rabbeinu Tam says in Svara that when you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a shiur zman, that the fulfillment is immediate and it's finished, then the nusach would be al. When the mitzvah, like sitzus tefillin, and he goes on, shofar as well, where there's a hemshach involved, sukkah, then it's going to be a bracha of le, which suggests the idea of the fact that the mitzvah continues. And then you have to discuss based on this cloud, you know, how does it work out with everything? And the Rush went on to do that, explaining why this cloud could fit. One of the kashas that's asked is, of course, Ner Chanukah. The Rishonim, the Meiri, and others raised the question of Rabbeinu Tam from Ner Chanukah. And after all, the Hadlaka is the mitzvah, it's finished right away. And the answer given in the Rush was the fact that there's a continuous hadlaka, that the nair continues to burn for the shir hazman, and therefore it's also considered to be lehadlik. Although the question that the Meiri asked, we pointed it out yesterday, the klal is kavsa ein zolkukla. If it goes out, you're not mechuyev to relight it. So you see the mitzvah is the hadlaka and it's over. We suggested even in a chenami that might be true, but kozman it doesn't go out. We view the mitzvah as having a continuity, and therefore you can still make the bracha of leh. Let's turn to the other shita that the Rush quotes and see what he does with this various differences that we find by brachas. That's the Riva. And we'll notice that the Ran and the Ramban go in certain ways, al derech the Riva, but they actually go into the sugya itself. What the Rush is going to say within the Riva is that there's something of a connection between what the Riva says and what we find in the sugya, but he doesn't actually go into the sugya to learn up the sugya for itself. But let's see what the Riva does say and what the Rush explains. Okay, so we're continuing here along in Simen Yud in the Rush. The Riva Haya Mechalek. Everyone see it right in the middle? The Riva Haya Mechalek as follows. The mitzvah, the Efshel Lasos Ayyidei Shariach. Nevarech Al. Avo mitzvah Shehu Ba'atzmo. So the Riva is distinguishing between a mitzvah that could be done ayde shliach and a mitzvah that you have to do and cannot be passed on to a shliach to do for you. So now the Rush comments and notices that what the Riva is saying has some connection to what we find in the Gemara, where the Gemara had the question from the Nusach HaBrach of Al Hamila. So you see, according to one mandama, you say, Levayer, I hear you see the Brach of Al Hamila. And the Gemara answers that Lamo, he can't say Lamo, Lamo Mashma, the Lo Sagi Dilav Iyumayo. Lamo's Mashma, that it had to be him. And it's not true, it's the father's Chiyuv. It's not the Chiyuv of the Mayo, it's the Chiyuv of the father. So therefore, you can say the nusach of le because it's not your mitzvah. Okay, so what's the Riva saying? The Riva is expanding that idea. The Riva is saying that if it is your mitzvah, but it could also be done via someone else, so that also would be a reason to say al and not le. See, so it's like the Gemara, but he's expanding the Gemara beyond what the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara is saying you can't say leah when it's not mitzvah that's mutal on you. It's mutal on someone else. The mitzvah of milah is mutalas al ha'av. So therefore, you can't say, the male can't say lamul. And the Gemara goes on and says, and if you have the male doing it, then in, the father doing it, then he'll say lamul. So the Gemara is discussing a mitzvah that's not mutalas on you. The Riva is saying, and then you would say al. The Riva is saying that even when there is a mitzvah on you, but it's not dafka on you, it could also be implemented by another person, by a shliach, then also the svara is not to say lamul. This is what comes out. So according to the Riva, just again, the formulation here, what nusach would be our first default choice for nusach, according to the Riva? What would be our first choice? To say al or to say le?
Le.
To say le, except, says the Riva, a step beyond maybe from the Gemara, that if the mitzvah can be done al yidei acherim, then you'll say al. Then you don't say le. This is a contrast to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we were saying the other way, that the pashtus of what you should say, the default nusach would be a nusach of al, but when the mitzvah has a continuous kiyum, it's a shiur man, it's continuing on, then you don't say al, then you say less. So for a middle time, the first choice would be al. The exceptions would be the cases of a hemshech, where you say le, and that's, you might say, one can't say al. For the Riva, it's coming from the other direction, that the default nusach would be al, would be le. But when the mitzvah is efshe lasus, ayde shliach, then nevarech al. And again, why is it like the Gemara? Because the Gemara is saying that the nusach of leh is not appropriate when it's not your mitzvah, when it's not mutal on you. The Riva is expanding that to mean that the nusach of leh is not appropriate when it could also be done ayde achir. That's what the Riva is doing. And therefore, when it's you and only you, then you say leh. The Gemara is saying when it's your mitzvah, you say leh, and not when it's someone else's mitzvah. The Riva is saying when it's your mitzvah and only your mitzvah, no one else can do it, that's when you say leh, and if it can be done al yidei acher, then it would be al. That's what the Rashi is saying in terms of noting that it's ksas like the Gemara. How is this now going to play out according to various mitzvahs? Continuing along in the Rashi. Val shofar. Now we go to the bracha of shofar. Val shofar anu mevorchim lishmoa bikol shofar. Interesting. His nusach was bikol shofar. Earlier, when Rabbeinu Tam, when he mentioned the bracha, he didn't say bikol. There's a whole shaila in the nusach habracha by shofar. We don't say lishmoa bikol shofar. But either way, he says, what's the lashon of le lishmoa? And the answer is, Delos, why it's a le, not an al. It should be al shmias shofar, al tekias shofar. It says, delos sagi delav yushomea. In other words, he's borrowing the Lashon HaGemara and just applying it to the Riva. Because the shmias shofar, it has to be you. You can't have someone else be shomea for you. The mitzvah is shmia that you have to hear the shofar. Okay? What about, now, the likro es halel. What's the nusach of le? So again, Rabbeinu Tam had this pshat because of the hemshach, because it continues. What about the riva? Why likro es halel? I afal pi de shomea ka'one, gabi kemo gabi mikra megillah. In other words, why is mikra megillah al mikra megillah? Because the kriyas megillah can be done al yidei acher, and your yotzi to shomea ka'one. Right? So, l'chora, if that's the case, what should have been the nusach by Hallel? Not likro es a Hallel, but what? What should have been al kriyas Hallel? So, that's the kasha of the Rush. Why is Hallel different than Megillah? Again, we saw this question already with Rabbeinu Tam. The distinction that Rabbeinu Tam had to work out between al mikro Megillah and likro es a Hallel. Now he's trying to understand it within the Riva. That the reverse distinction is whether you can be yotzei alidei shaliach. Says the Rosh, "Mikol makom mitzvah lanos b'rashi haprakim." In other words, Shomea Ke'one by Megillah, that's the reason why I'll Mikra Megillah, because you are listening, but the Mikra is somebody else is doing the Kriya. But Hallel, since the mitzvah of Hallel involves the participation to say Hodu Hashem Kitov, every time the Chazan says Yomar Na, we say Hodu Hashem Kitov, so that means you have to say that, and that's not Shomea Ke'one, that's the Aniyah of the Kahal. And therefore, likroes halal, because of the aspect of the mitzvah of kriyas halal that only you, the person who's saying halal, can do, and not shomer ka'ona, because dafka shomer ka'ona is the rest of halal, but there's the aniyah of hodu Hashem, the rashi aprakim, and he's also in the maybe referring to haluka. The Gemara has in Sukkah that the people say haluka. So your aniyah and rashi aprakim, that is you and nobody else. And therefore, the nusach of Hallel would be likro es ha-Hallel, unlike mikra megillah, which is shomea ka'one, unlike lishmoa kol shofar, b'kol shofar, because there, the mitzvah is shmia. Now, what the Rush does not address directly, this is Karben Sano brings this in, we're going to see this in the Ranam Yetz Hashem soon, but I want to bring up the question for you right now. L'chora, what's the difference between Mikra Megillah and Shofar? The Rush is now distinguishing between Mikra Megillah and Hallel, right? Mikra Megillah, Shomea Ka'one, therefore it's Ayideh Shaliach, therefore it's Al. Likro is a Hallel, you have to answer certain parts of Hallel yourself, therefore it's Likro. Why is Mikra Megillah Al? So the Rush is alluding to the fact that Shomea Ka'one, right? So, okay. So, Mikra Megillah, the Mikra, the Kriyas Megillah, somebody else reads the Megillah, you're Shomea. Okay, and Shofar, someone else is Tokea. You're not Tokea. Elamai, but you're the Shomea. Who has to be Shomea? You. So no one else can be Shomea for you. Okay, so let's go to Megillah. So, the lashon of the bracha is al mikra megillah. So the mikra someone else does, but what are you doing? You're doing shmia. So why not make the bracha with a le, and focus on the shmia? The same way on shofar, you're not saying al tekias shofar, which is what the other person is doing, not you. You're talking about what you're doing, and you're doing something that only you can do. That's the shmia. So you say Lishma Kol Shofar. Okay, so let's go to Megillah. Why focus on the Mikra, on the Kriya of somebody else, and say Al, focus on your Shmia. And then you could say Leh. So the Rush did not directly ask that question. Everyone hear the Kasha. Why not make the Nusach Megillah, Lishmoa Megillah? Because the Shmia is only what you can do, just like by Shofar, Yoni.
Didn't the Rosh earlier say that the Iker of Shofar was all the Seder Brachos? So maybe that's why it would be there.
The point about Shofar Seder Brachos was used earlier with Rabbeinu Tam's explanation of the difference between Nusach HaBracha. When Rabbeinu Tam understood that the Nusach of Le is whenever you have a continuous Kiyum, that it's not happening right now, it continues after, it's not all over right now. There's something still later on that's a continuation of the mitzvah. Then you say Leh because the Leh suggests that it's continuing afterwards. So that's where the Rush explained for Rabbeinu Tam that since the Ika Mitzvah Shofar is the Kiyas that come later by Musaf, therefore you say Lishmoa. That was for Rabbeinu Tam. Within the Riva, he's saying something different. The Leh means when it's only you and nobody else. Al is when it could be done Ayde Acher. So the Rush addresses, what about Likro Es HaHalel? The same way Mikra Megillah, it's Al Mikra Megillah because someone else is reading and you're Shomer Ka'one, but the Kriya is somebody else. So to Hallel answers the Rush. No, but you have certain parts that only you can say as part of Hallel. There are things that you say and you're not Shomer Ka'one. Okay, Beseder. But what the Rush did not directly address is Maishna Shofar from Megillah. Now, the first step in answering that question, which is already implicit in the Rush, is that, as he says by Shofar, the Shmia only you can do. So you say Lishmoa. That's why it's not Al Shmia, It's lishmoa, because only you can be shomea. No one else can do that for you. Mikra Megillah, it's al, because it's shomea ka'ona, meaning to say that, how do I read the Megillah? I read the Megillah because someone else read it, and therefore I don't have to read it myself. Therefore, it's going to be al. But now I want to ask a question on that. Okay, so once you're assuming that the nusach of Megillah is Mikra, then I understand that you're right, that you have to say al Mikra Megillah, because it's someone else that's reading, and am yotze shomea ka'ona, it's as if I read. But, and so far, the nusach is lishmoa, because the shmia only I can do. But why not change the language of the actual bracha, be it by Megillah, talk about the shmia, or be it by shofar, talk about the tkia. And if you did that, then the le and the ah will switch places. Because if I want to speak about the shmia by Megillah, then I could say lishma Megillah. If I want to talk about the tkia of the shofar, he's being tokea for me, then I could say al tkia shofar. So that the Rush left without directly addressing. The Ran, and the Kabbalah Sanon quotes it over here, has an answer to that question. Maybe it's Kedai, I'll at least speak it out now. I don't know how much we'll get to the Ran, so we'd like to get to the Ran, but we'll speak it out. The Ran answers the question. It's based on the Ramban, and it's quoted by the Kabbalah Nisan over here. He says as follows, that when it comes to Megillah, the reason why they use the Lashon Mikra Megillah is because you have to hear not just the fact that someone is reading. You have to hear the specific words. Every word has to be enunciated. You have to hear it. And that's why the Lashon is Mikra. Mashek and Shofar, it's not, you just have to hear the sound. The sound is not as precise as every single word enunciated. So therefore, and you can hear different kiyas from different people. Therefore, the nusach of lishmoa is good enough for shofar. And we focus on the shmiah, because you don't have to hear the same, you know, the pisik osios. You have to hear the sound. By Megillah, it's not just the sound. If you hear someone reading Megillah, but you cannot make out ish, yehudi, haya, vayomer, achashverosh, there, you just hear sound. It's no good. You have to hear every word enunciated, and the next word, and next word. So therefore, the nusach is mikra, because you have to hear every single word, not just the general sound. Therefore, once you're saying mikra, now you can say al mikra Megillah, because someone else is reading it. But so far, it's just a sound, so it's lishmoa. No, this is what the Ran says. To put this into the Rush is putting a lot into the Rush that the Rush doesn't say. I mean, this is an important answer, that if the Rush was going to agree with it, he should have to spell it out. L'chora, the answer for the Rush would seem to have to be more basic than that. And I think Pashat Pshat in the Rush is, without having to come on to what the Ran says and the Ramban, but the Pshat is different. The Rambam already says that the mitzvah of shofar, the famous question, is the mitzvah of shofar tekiya? Tekiyas shofar Rosh Hashanah? Or is it shmiya? We have a similar question by Yovel. Could be there's a difference between the two. Maybe by Yovel the mitzvah could be one, and shofar Rosh Hashanah the opposite. The Rambam says by shofar that the mitzvah is shmiya. That's why he says you can't have a mitzvah babavera if the shofar is stolen, because the call can't be stolen. And the mitzvah is to hear the sound of the shofar. So l'chora, if that's the pshat, I think the answer is simple for the Rush. Megillah, the mitzvah is, you have a mitzvah to read the Megillah. Therefore, the nusach has to reflect the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. How did you read the Megillah? You read the Megillah by listening to someone else. So it's al Mikra Megillah, because it's al yidei shliach, shemei ka'ona, so it's as if I read it. The mitzvah is Mikra Megillah. However, when it comes to shofar, the Rush holds like the Rambam, that the mitzvah is not tekiyas shofar, the act of tekiyah. The mitzvah is the shmiah of the kol shofar. And therefore, the nusach is lishmoa, because since the shmiah is only you and nobody else can do that for you, that's without having to get into what the Ran is saying. Of course, if you hold this way, that the mitzvah of shofar is shmia, then you have to figure out another issue, which is more for Rosh Hashanah Torah. L'chora, why does the Baal Tokeya have to be someone who's chayiv in the mitzvah? Why does he have to be a bar chiyuva? What if a cotton blows a shofar? L'maisa, I heard a kol shofar. So that's a question that has to be thought about. L'chora, shmias shofar from whoever. I heard a shofar. So you have to add that even though the mitzvah is shmia, but it has to be a shmia of a tkiyas mitzvah, of a tkiyah of a bar chiyuva. But that's something that has to be explained better. But L'maisa, so holds the Rambam, and I imagine this is what the Pshat would be in the Rush. The fact that the Ran and the Ramban have to give other chilukim, they obviously would not agree with this distinction. So you have to go one of two directions. Either they hold that even by shofar, the mitzvah is the tkiya, not the shmiya, even if the nusach, so therefore they're wondering, so then say already, you know, let's say al and say al tkiyas. Or they hold the other direction. They hold that even by Megillah, the mitzvah is Shmiya, not Kriya. But I think for the Rush, the answer is more simple than what the Ran is saying. That the mitzvah by Shofar is Shmiya, therefore it becomes Lishmoa. When it comes to Megillah, the mitzvah is Mikra. And therefore you say, oh, because someone else is reading and you're Yotzei through listening to them as if you read. Okay, this is clear, everybody? We'll see if we have time to get to the whole Ran, but this is coming into that Ran is this particular Nekuda.
According to the Ran's answer, it seems like with the Megillah, you have to hear every specific word, every enunciation. It seems like the mitzvah is more on the Shmiya with regards to Megillah than it would be on the shofar because of what the Ran said. You have to be very careful in how you listen. Like, that's the ikar.
Yeah, but your listening still transfers into your kriya. In other words, as if when you listen, it's as if you read it. But the question is, why use the Lashon Mikra? You could say the Lashon Shmiya. The mitzvah is still your Shmiya. Is your action in the mitzvah is your Shmiya. Because we want to accentuate this point, that the Shmiya has to be not just the general sound of the Baal Koreh, but the Shmiya has to reflect hearing every word of the Baal Koreh. Therefore, they use the Lashon Mikra. And since there's someone else doing it, so it's an Al.
Okay.
Let's continue along with the Rush and within the Riva. Okay, so that's so far with Hallel, Shofar, Megillah. The Ala Tvila. So why is the Nusach of Tvila Ala Tvila? I, Tvila, is something only you can do. When you're Tamei, only you can be Tovel, not someone else. Someone else can't do the mitzvah for you. But Ala Tvila, Afal Gav, the Tvila's Tmeim, Ef Shalasu Saide Shaliach. Right? You can't have someone else do that Tvila. You have to do it yourself. The answer is Keva the Tvilas Kalim after Ukaimai the Shliach Lo Plug. Tvila, there's a lot of times there's a mitzvah tvila, not just what Atame himself, but Kalim, that you have to do Tvilas Kalim. There's a bracha there as well, Al Tvilas Kalim. And why is over there going to be Al? Because you can have someone else do the Tvilas Kalim for you. So the Lo Plug, so too when it comes to Tvila of Atmeim, they kept the Nusach Al. Not only a low plug of tefillas kelim, but there's another aspect to the low plug. The gam ishum, the tefillas geirim, shehila achar hatvila. When you have tefillas geirim, so they can't make the bracha beforehand. There's no asheket shem mitzvah savitzivano beforehand. So there the bracha has to be made after the mitzvah is done, and then the nusach has to be out because it was after the mitzvah. That's part of what the Gemara points out, the gam tefila. You don't have an overlas yasam, so it becomes ala tefila. So now you have already two examples of tevila with the nusach is al. You have by tevilas geirim because you couldn't do the bracha before, so it becomes an al because it's afterwards. And you have tevilas kelim, which is efshar de shliach. And agav that comes the lo plug to tevila of tmeim as well to say al. So that's the answer for that. What else does he have to deal with? Al netilas lulav. So why not say, you have to take the lulav. No one else can take the lulav for you. So why is it al? Why is it lito lulav? So we have already in the Gemara the mention that if you're ready with Yotzei, then you have to say al because you're ready with Yotzei when you picked it up. So sometimes that's when you make the bracha. You picked it up. You didn't turn the esrog upside down. You had it regularly, kederch kederas, and you were ready Yotzei. Shekfar natal. Lito. Lito would be Nashma that you weren't Yotze yet, and here you are Yotze. And therefore, you have to make Ow all the time, because sometimes you're going to be doing the bracha after the mitzvah was fulfilled. V'hainu nami taima, the al netilas yadayim as well. What does he mean by that? That it's already after the mitzvah is done. It's done there because, as Tosus points out, yadayim are not nikios. Therefore, it's going to be after the netilah, and therefore you have to say Ow. So that takes, these are all exceptions. Fundamentally, if only you could do the mitzvah, the nusach should be lit. But when it's Ayidei Shaliach, it's going to be out. But there are cases where even though only you could do the mitzvah, we had no choice but to also fall back on out, either because of Loprug, because of certain tvilos, or because of the fact that you're doing it after you already yotzei the mitzvah, like by Lulav and the Tzilas Yadayim. What about Ner Chanukah? So here as well is a kasha that the Rosh is going to say a different answer than the Ran is going to answer in this kasha. Lahadik ner shel Chanukah, afal gav de efshel lasos ayidei shaliach. So here, l'chayr, the kasha is the other direction. Why are we making a bracha with leh? We should make the bracha with the nusach of al, because you can have someone else light the ner Chanukah for you. So here, the Rosh answers as follows: Urcha de milsi. So, in a chinami, you could have someone else do it for you. From that perspective, it should have been al. But the fact that the norm is that the chavivas haneis, therefore you do it. So, the fact that usually you're doing it is ki'ilu, we would say, as if only you could do it, even though really someone else could do it. But the fact that the derech has become for you to do it, it also takes on the le. Interesting. Here you have the Ran also gives a different answer over here, quoted as well by the Karban Asanel, that since you're mishtatef, if someone else does it, there's a halacha to mishtatef in the oil and whatever, so therefore it's also to be like your mitzvah. So to Ner Shabbos is the same thing as Ner Chanukah, he says. V'chei Ner Shos Shabbos. What about Sfiras HaOmer? So Chora here, everyone is counting themselves, right? When you say Hayom, Yom, whatever, Ba'Omer, Ba'Omer. So if everyone else is counting, everyone is counting themselves, it should be lit. It should be Lispor. Lispor HaOmer. Why Al Sfiras HaOmer? L'fisha Nohagu, Sheshatz Mevarech, Lahot Siyas Mish En Yodeh Levarech, L'kach Mevarechin Al. The minig is that the Shatz is motzi others. What does the Rosh mean? What does he motzi them with? What? The Rosh is saying a chiddush that we're not as familiar with, or shalom. Maybe it's a machokas, really, whether this can be so. What the Rosh is obviously referring to is not the bracha of l'chayr. What does he mean? The issue has to do with the nusach bracha relating to the mitzvah, whether it could be done ayde acherin. To say that the shatz is mevarech, to be motzi with the bracha, l'chayra is not an answer to why you would say al. The issue of the al has to do with the mitzvah itself. Can the mitzvah be done ayde acherin, right? So what must the Rosh mean over here? That the derech is that the shatz does what for everybody? He does what? He's counting. The nusach, the actual counting, hayom, so many days in the Omer, he's motzi everybody with the actual sphere. L'chayra, the Rosh is referring to that. Nevarech lahotzis mish'en yodeya, meaning he makes the bracha and he's also being motzi with the sphere. So therefore, because the minig is that someone counts for you, therefore the nusach becomes out. Could you have counted yourself? Yeah, but it's your yotzi through the shatz. It's not so pashut. Some argue that usfatim lachem shetei sfiru chol echad ve'echad is not just a chidush that the mitzvah is on every individual and not on Beis Din, but it's also a chidush that everyone has to count themselves and not be yotzi v'shemer ka'ona. It's a big shaila. If you can be yotzi sfiru sa'omer v'shemer ka'ona, this Rosh, I think, is mashma that you could, because he's trying to say that's what the nusach is al, according to the Riva, because the shatz is motzi everybody else. Okay, what's next? Ubitfilin? Yeah. Yeah.
On all of these cases,
For both
the Riva and I guess for Ben Tam, why is it that we make a bracha al mitzvah tzitzit and not when we're saying the bracha, not limitzvah tzitzis?
You know, before we talked about the lele hisate but tzitzis. You're asking about the al mitzvah tzitzis. Interesting. Good. It's a good question. To hold that question, we'll see if we can come up with an answer. Yeah, Netanel. Yeah.
So according to the Rosh's explanation of the Riva, that by Ner Chanukah we make lehadlik because each person doesn't. Wouldn't that also hold true by Bir Chametz, that every person does their own Bir Chametz, and therefore we should say Levar Chametz instead of Al-Bir Chametz?
So it's interesting that in all of this discussion in the Rosh and the Riva, he doesn't talk about why Al-Bir Chametz. That the Ran brings into the mix and has a whole beautiful explanation. We'll get to that Rana, hopefully. But right, where does Al-Bir Chametz fit in, according to the Riva? If the Derech is everyone is Bodek themselves, then you would also say the same Svar, right? It should be Levar, right? Right. So what's the pshat? And yet the Gemara says, I'll be your chametz. Now, it's a good question.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Isn't that stronger? Because Netanya and I also noticed that the Tosfos HaRosh himself was the one who said that Orcha de Milsa in his own answer as to why we were low plugged by the Nusach HaBracha.
He was going, Amanda Amar Leva'er, and what about the Shliach? When the Shliach does it, and then he says the same. Yeah, what is interesting is this. When the Riva is explaining all of this, how does it mesh with the Gemara? All we saw so far is the Rosh mentions that it's Al-Derech HaGemara. But at the end of the day, how do you put together the Gemara with these Shitas that we find in the Rosh? Rabbeinu Tam seems totally on a different plane completely. And the Riva is working off of the Gemara, but at the end of the day, where does it fit? There is a machlokis and a Gemara between Levayer and Al-Biur. What's that about? The Lashna Gemara is Mekara Mashma is Al-Biur, Mekara Mashma is Al-Biur, Lahaba Mashma. Like, where does the Riva fit into all of that? In other words, is he going within both Manda Amar? Is he going within one Manda Amar? Like, the Riva is very unclear. This is where the Ran and the Ramban come in and try to work into the Sugya, the similar klal of the Riva. So we have to see the Al-Bir Chametz question in that connection. The Riva doesn't really give us much to work with in that. Let's see if we can finish the Rosh and at least make a scholar on the Ran.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I just have a question on the Lulav case. When would there ever be a case where you would be Yotze before? Do we have like those tricks to do, like hold it upside down?
Yeah, those tricks are things that we all know today. But the Rosh is speaking about what often can happen. It's the fact that people can very often take the lulav without any tricks and the yotzei. And since Chazal knew that that's often what could happen, therefore they didn't want the nusach to be lulav because quite often you picked it up, you were yotzei, and you're still making the bracha after that. You could still do it because, as we saw in Tosis, it could be called obelas yasan because of nanuim and so on. But since you already were yotzei, you can't say lulav, you have to say out.
Okay. And also by the nearest Hanukkah, doesn't that go against the rule we said it like in the beginning? That, like, even though there's a mitzvah on you, but not dafka on you, it could be done by a shaliach.
So that's the kasha. We read that. So the answer that the Rush gave to that is the fact that the Orcha de Milsa, usually you do it because of the chavivas of the mitzvah. You do it yourself. So Tano came with a good question. L'chore by B'dikas Chametz as well. The norm is that you do it yourself. And yet we say Al-Bir. So what does the Riva do with that? But that's the answer he gives for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. True, Al-Dei Shliach is kosher, but the fact that the derech is that you do it yourself, that also justifies saying that. Let's go. Let's continue with the end of the Rosh. The Rosh continues with tefillin, right? What does he say? Tefillin and Talmud Torah. Ubitfillin nimsa b'svarim meduyakim b'mitfas tefillin b'chein kasev av alfis. So what is he saying here? The nusach habracha by tefillin, it's, what does he mean, b'mitfas tefillin? What does he mean here? What should be the bracha by tefillin? So we know there's a lehaniach and there's al mitzvahs. So we had this question come up with Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, as the Rosh explained to Rabbeinu Tam, that really the shehir's man justifies the lehaniach, and because they didn't want to keep the same bracha twice for the shorosh, so they changed it to al mitzvahs. What is he saying here within the Riva exactly? According to the Riva, since only you could put on the tefillin, so the lehaniach is the right nusach. So good, but then you still have the al mitzvahs to figure out. So maybe he's saying that the second bracha is not al mitzvahs, but bim mitzvahs. So again, they didn't want to say laniach twice, like we said before with the Rabbeinu Tam, but they didn't want to say al because al is mashma, someone else can do it, and no one else can do it for you. So he's changing the nusach of al mitzvahs for the shorosh to bim mitzvahs. That's l'chor what he's saying. Le'aniach doesn't have to be explained. That fits perfectly with the Riva. And as far as al mitzvahs, so he has to try to tweak it to be bim mitzvahs. Why didn't they repeat le'aniach? Because he doesn't want to repeat the same nusach twice. But you can't say al because al is mashma, someone else can do it for you. That's not correct. So therefore, it says bim mitzvahs. Pshat, that must be the pshat. Okay, what about Birchas HaTorah? The Ala Torah, Mivarchin Ba'ashkenaz, Lasok b'divrei Torah. Okay, why is that? Because only you can learn. No one can learn for you, right? So it has to be leh, not al divrei Torah, but lasok b'divrei Torah. And finally, according to all this, what follows? Ufi tamzeh, based on the logic of the Riva, what bracha do you make by the Seder and Matzah Maror? Not al achilas matzah and al achilas maror, which is, of course, what we do. But what should be is why? Because achilas matzah, only you can do, you can eat, no one can eat for you, no one can eat the mar for you. So the nusach should have to be lechol matzah lechol mar. Okay, this is the reverse approach, but a couple of things obviously that still have to be revisited. But let's begin to look at the Ran. The Ran is working in the same halacha as the Ramban, and very similar to the Riva, but a couple of shinuyim along the way. And what's significant in the Ran is that the Ran tracks the sugya. And he doesn't just say this sort of after the sugya, working off of the sugya. He's actually going to the meat of the sugya itself and trying to work out what therefore is the machlokes, rapapi and rapapa, but the al biyochametz, elivar chametz, in light of this larger framework that the Ramban is also working with, that al has to do with Aide Shaliach and le has to do with only you. Okay, so let's take a look in the Ran on the Rif. Just, I think, by the way, I think the Tokar ben Nissana points out a few other examples based on the Riva. What about Pidyon HaBein, for example? So what's the Nusach of Pidyon HaBein? Liftos or al Pidyon HaBein? What's the Nusach? Who knows? What is the Nusach Pidyon HaBein? Al. Why is it al? So it'll have to mean because you could do it Aidei Shaliach. That's a whole shayla, but that's what would come out. The other thing they mentioned that we have to get to with the Ran also is Hafrashas Truma. So what would you say according to the Riva and the Rush? What should be the Nusach for Hafrashas Truma? Lehafrish? Or al hafrashas truma. What would you think? According to the Riva that we just said in the Rush, what should be nusach? You know that you can make a shliach for hafrashas. We learn out of a drasha gam atem l'rabos shulchachem. So then the nusach should be al. And yet we have mekoros that seem to say nusach of leh. This is another thing that the Ran and the Rabban are going to have to deal with. Okay, let's take a look at the Ran. Okay, so the paragraph after he brings the my mevarech, then he goes v'kasha l'ravusa. So if levayer sounds like a good nesach for everybody, why are we saying to say al biyochametz? Why are we getting involved in the machlokes? Why not stay clear of the machlokes and say levayer? The tirets arrive it. So he says the pshat is dachi kamer v'ilchisa that al biyor is l'haba mashma. But im amar levayer lo madrinam le, and therefore, if you say levayer, no problem. Your yod say elashu nikar mid berchol sabshen tamid chacham. By saying levayer, obviously you're not on the level that you want to show a chidush, and you know the halacha that al is good enough. The kayotzi bezed brings the gemara brachas that we saw that. If you say a nusach that's going to be good and not everybody knows it, that shows you're a talmid chacham. And if you go out of your way, and or you don't do that, you don't go out of your way, then you're giving away that you're not a talmid chacham. Okay. That's the Gemara in Brachas. It quotes the Gemara, let's go skip ahead. Okay. Miwa kati ikal medak. Okay, see, he picks up from that. He says, now, let's learn our sugya together. Miu ikal medak. Lama shalu kan my mevarech gabi biur. Why are we asking over here my mevarech by biur chametz? Velo nechaku bistam al kol mitzvahs kulan. In other words, someone asked this kasha yesterday in Shir. Why is our Gemara only bringing a machlokes gabi biur chametz if it's le or al? If this is a general machlokes about brachis by birchas hamitzvahs, why don't we ask about all mitzvahs? Why are we zeroing in specifically on bir chametz and bringing two shitas? If leh because it's lehaba mashma and al is not lehaba, al is meikara, and the other madam says al is also meikara, is also lehaba. So this should be a machlokes by all mitzvahs. Why are we suddenly setting up a machlokes whether al is good enough only by bir chametz? So it must be that even when we begin our sugya, says Duran, we already know about a larger principle. Even beginning our sugya, we already know that there's a difference between mitzvahs of al, mitzvahs of le, and within that framework comes a specific machlokas about bir chametz. Elavada, the fact that we're not setting up a machlokas by all mitzvahs, whether you say al or le, it must be ain kol mitzvah shabbos. There's no one rule for everything. There are different principles, different mitzvahs, some get le, some get al. The aleha v'al kayotzi ba nechuku. Enko mitzvah shabbos v'aleha kol kayotzi ba nechuku. V'kach anu noagin yavarech b'ksasa mitzvahs ba'al k'mila u'shchita v'lulav. U'ksasan b'lamed k'tfilin b'tzitzis. B'tzarech tam lama. V'hachiyu t'yutzi de milsa. So here's how it works out. So yesh lanu shnei mine mitzvahs. Mitzvah sha'al karcho yesh lo l'kaima ba'atzmo. You and only you can fulfill it. The e'ef shali pater mimena al yidei acheret. There's no way that you can be off the hook through someone else doing it for you. Kitfilin b'tzitzis b'yeshiva sukkah v'domehem. Now, in these examples, there's no machlokes. Ube'ele ube'domehem hakol modim shetzarech levarech aleihem b'lamed. So he says like this, sukkah, tzitzis, tefillin. The bracha is lehis atef, the bracha is lehaniach, the bracha is leishev. Why? Because only you can do it. And how does the lamed show that? Lefisha shimush halamed, more. The lamed is indicating shamitzva muteles olav. You and only you. V'hachi muchach b'gemara. And this is really what you see in the Gemara regarding, the Gemara says, alamila. The akshinan lemanda amar levaer midin varchinan alamila. Alma be'alma be'al mevarchinan v'lo v'lamed. And what's the terrace of the Gemara? No, that's different. Umetarsim lo sagi dilav il moel b'tmiya. Does it mean only he can do the mila? Kolomar. What's the Gemara saying? The kohecha sh'avi ha-ben kayam. So long as the father is here, ha-mitzvah mutelis alav lo achir. The mitzvah is his mitzvah, nobody else's mitzvah. Hilkach lo matzil levruchei b'lamid. So you couldn't make the bracha lamul. The havi mashma de lo sagi de lavi umayel. Vilesa. If it would say lomo, the mashma only me, it has to be me, and that's not true. It's not true. The male doesn't have the mitzvah. The father has the mitzvah. V'amrinan su. So the Gemara says, okay, avia ben ma'ikol meimar. So what about the father of the child? U'madvinu hachinan. Meaning, which man da amar is going to hold this way? The man da amar that says, levaer is going to also hold that the avia ben is going to say lamo. Kilomar, de'in hachinami. The man da amar levaer, hamores b'no mevarach lamo. Why? Because it's his mitzvah. Alma, shimo shalamid, more, shamitzvah muteles alav. Now, that's the manda amar that says levayer. We still have to figure out what's the other manda amar. What's the manda amar that says albiur? He would hold that even the avia ben says alamila, right? What's the pshat? The principle is true. Now, for everybody, right? Tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, Leishev, lehaniach, lehesatev, because only you can do it. And yet, there's a man that says, al bir chametz, and he would say, al amila, even by the father. V'yesh mitzvah acheres. Here we have another type of mitzvah. She'af al pi she'muteles alav, it's your mitzvah. Incumbent on you, but actually part of mimena al yidei acher. You could fulfill it through someone else. It's your mitzvah, but it could be done al yidei acher. What's an example of that? This is not tzitzis or tefillin or sukkah. This is something in the middle. Bir chametz is one of a few examples. It's not the only example, but it's different than tzitzis or tefillin. In other words, kibir chametz umila upidyon haben. He brings pidyon haben in as well. What do they have in common? It's your mitzvah. The father has to do the mila pidyon haben. The baal habayis has to do the bedikas chametz. But he could do it al yidei acher. Umitzvahs halalu. So now let's go with this. When these mitzvahs are done, kishehei nasos al yidei acher. Suppose the other person is doing the mitzvah. The mayel is doing the mitzvah. The other person is doing the pidyon, not the father. Someone else is doing the bir chametz. Then, hakol modin, she'oso acher mevarach alehen ba'al. Then everyone would agree the person whose mitzvah is not his mitzvah, he's only acting on behalf of the person whose mitzvah it is, then he says, "Al kidam mina b'gemar gabi mila lo sagi d'lavi umayel." The same way that the mayel says "Al amila," so the po there who's not the father, the mayel who's not the father, right? The one who's bodek who's not the balabais would say "Al." Also, no question. What's the machlokas between the two manda amrin? Al manechliku, al hamitzvos halolu. Hamutalos alav chova. So the very specific mitzvahs that we're discussing are like bir chametz, where you have the mitzvah, but efshar lasos ayidei acher. Someone else, you could have someone else do it for you. Now the question is, when the other person does the mitzvah, we know the nusach. There will be al. The question is, when you do the mitzvah, that's mutal on you, but could have been done al yidei acher. Do you say leh, because it's mitzvah that's mutal on you? Or do you say al, because you could have done al yidei acher? That's the machlokas leva'er or albir. Hear what the Ran is doing. He's putting this issue into the sugya. So it's not nogeya tefillin, not nogeya tzitzis, not nogeya sukkah. It's nogea mitzvahs like bir chametz, mila, pidyon haben, when the person whose mitzvah it is, but could have been done al-yidei acher. What bracha does the one whose mitzvah it is make? What nusach? The efter of the akishu, ba'atzmo also some kids from the var. The mar amar, one mandama says, levaer. Why does he go with levaer? He compares it to tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. The keva the chiyuva alei ramya, because l'maisa it's your mitzvah, it's on you. And therefore, that's what the Lamed is suggesting. The Afa Pisha Efsheri Potter. You could become part of someone. Someone could do it for you. Still, Matsi Amalavaya. So then you say Levaya, and that's the man. That's this Manda Amar. What would this Manda Amar hold if you said Al? The Ilu Amar Bahani Al. So now read the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Mar Savar Al Meikara Mashma. Umar Savar Al is Lahaba Mashma. So how is the Ram going to read that line of Gemara? The Manda Amar says, Levair says that even though it's Al Yidei Shaliach, also good, but since you're doing it and it's your mitzvah, you have to say Le. And if you would say Al, says that Manda Amar, and you could have said Le, in that context, when it's your mitzvah and you'd say Al, that would be Mashma Meikara, and therefore it fails the test. It's not a good nusach. That's how the Ran reads the Gemara. The Ilu Amar Bahani Al, again, for a shliach to say Al doesn't bother this Manda Amar. Right? If a shliach would do the mitzvah, the Pidyon HaBen, the Mila, the Bir Chametz, he says Al, it obviously means Lahaba. He would agree with it. But if the Osa, if the one whose mitzvah it is going to say Al, and he could have said Len, it's his mitzvah, then it would be conveying the sense of, I'm going on what I did already. Make karmash. The Ilu Amar Bahani Al Keva the Efshel Meimar Behula Vayer Mashma Meikar. Therefore, he says, if it's your mitzvah, even though you could have done it through someone else, you have to say Le, and Al would be no good. Miu Kishenas is Al Yidei Acher. But if someone else is doing the mitzvah, that is your mitzvah. Delo Matzi Le Meimar Le Vayer. Why can't he say Levayer? It's not his mitzvah. In other words, the words of the Gemara that Al, according to this man, the Amr is Meikara, is not an absolute shita that Al is Meikara. Al is Meikara when the person whose chovet is says Al instead of Le. This is not the way we read the sugya the first time, right? When we read the sugya with Tosfos. Tosfos is also acknowledging that Al could somewhat be mashma lahaba as well. Otherwise, how could the Gemara give the Teretz by Mila? Lo sagi d'lav yumoyel. You can't say sheker. Tosfos says it's more mashma lahaba than meikara. That was the Tosfos. The Ran is making it depend on who's doing the mitzvah. If the person who's not the Baal HaChiv of the mitzvah does it, then it, by definition, it could be Lahaba, because he couldn't say Le. It's a person who could say Le and says Al, that conveys the impression of Meikara, because you should have said Le. It's your mitzvah. Therefore, it's Meikara Mashma, therefore it'll be a problem. Let's continue. Again, that's the teretz by Mila, Gabi Mila, lo sagia de lav ilmoil. This is the sheet of the Manda Amar Levayer. That means that the Baal HaChiyuv should say Le when he's doing the mitzvah. So it's true by Biyuchamech, it's true by Avi HaBen for Mila, and so on, Pidyon HaBen, Avi HaBen. What's the other Manda Amar? Who says, Al Biyuchamech? Umar Savar, like this. The Weshna Gemara was that Al Biyur is also Masma Lahaba. Let's read according to the Ran. Umar Savar, the Bibir Vekayot Sebo, Rekul of Ruchi Balam. No. You can't say with a lamb. Because you want to convey that it could be Aydei Shaliach. Kevin She'efshel is Kaim Aydei Acher. Therefore, v'hilkach ki mevarech aleha ba'al lahaba masu. There's nothing in the al that's saying meikara because it has to be adi shaliach. I can't say le. It could be adi shaliach. I can't say le. And therefore, v'adif tfei milavruche belamid. Why is it preferable to say with an al rather than le? Shalab madnu mitofes brachazu shnei dvarim. Because by saying an al, we learn two things. Chada, the lahaba masma. That the al can also be lahaba. For oats, actually, pater mi mitzvah zoi de ach. Okay, so this is how the Ran is setting up this svara of the Riva within the sugya itself. A mitzvah that's mutal on you, but you can be niftar in that mitzvah de acher. Machlokes, whether you should say le, because if you, the Baal HaChiyuv, says al, it would be mashma meikara, or lehefech, since it could be ide acher, even the Baal HaChiyuv should say al, which teaches us that al is also lehaba, and it's efshar ide acher. Ubegemar hachem mefarish, belevayer kuyam melopigid lehaba mashma, ufikach. Because Levayer is mashmal haba. Therefore, whenever the lamed can make sense, you say lamed. That's what the gemara means. Ufikach ba'osa mitzvus shirayu levarach aleihem belamed ein l'shanas hamatbeah. Don't change the nusach because le is certainly lahaba. Tahal lahaba mashma ki pligi ba'osa mitzvus. Again, the specific machlokas is for those mitzvus sheyecholos lis kayim aydeachem. That could be fulfilled through someone else. The bididhu shayach tfei al. It would be make better to say al kdei shelo l'shanos topes habracha bein shenasis al yidei baleha bein shenasis al yidei acher. So what would be the, at first glance, the preferable nusach for a mitzvah that could have been done yidei acher? So the preferable nusach is not to separate between the one doing the mitzvah, if it's the Baal HaChiyuv or someone else. And since there's someone else cannot say le because it's not his mitzvah, so not to create a different standard and a different nusach for the Baal HaChiyuv, you should say al. But what would the other mandama say? You can't do that. If the Baal HaChiyuv is making the bracha, he has to say a separate nusach. Afilu achi. Even though we should try to create a similar nusach for the shliach and for the person himself, afilu hachi man da amar levayah sfirulei. Sorry, da al karcho yesh lo reshanosa. You have to change the nusach for the Baal HaChiyuv. Shekevan sheefshu levarach belamed. Since the lamed is an option, why lefisha mitzvah mutelas olav chovat? Here's an obligation. Ilu nevarach baal. Havi mashma meikara. And that's a problem. So therefore, you have to change the nusach for the Baal HaChiyuv. Umasa v'lahaba mashma. So that's the other manda amma. The keva de lahaba mashma. Then therefore, tfei havlan levruchei bahani ba'al milvruchei belamid. Why? Kidei sheyehe nika mibirchosav shal mitzvah yecholu leskai mediacher. In order to show the chidush that someone else could do the mitzvah. And also another reason, k'dei shelo l'shanos matbei habracha bein bala mitzvos u'shelucha. So, given that the nusach of al can also be lahaba, as a smooth connection, as a smooth translation, therefore there are two advantages for the Baal HaChiyuv to say al. Number one, to make a point that he's a Talmud Chacham and he wants people to know that someone else could do the mitzvah as well. And number two, that it should be the same nusach as somebody else. But the other mandama says, I'm sorry, it doesn't have the mashmos of lahaba. If it's your mitzvah, then it should be leh. And if you say al, you're saying meikara. That's the machlokes. This is the Ran's way of putting, you might say, the template of the Riva that we saw in the Rush into the sugya itself. Based on this, comes out l'maskana, if we hold Hilchisa al bir chametz, where would that leave us when it comes to the Avi HaBen by Mila. If the Pshat in the Sugi is Al Bir Chametz, means that we don't want to distinguish between the Baal HaBayis and anyone else, and we always say Al Bir, then the Avi HaBen should also say Al HaMila. Unlike the Rambam, that's his Kasha in the Rambam. The Asikna, Al Bir Chametz, Ufikach, Aleal Vekayotzi Bashi Cholis Taim Ade Acher, Vivarchin Baal Dafka Umina. From here we see the Maskana via Ben Namim Varach Baal, Shok the Rambam Zal Shukasav, Pergim with Chasmila, Shemaya Mal Espino Mivarach, Lamus Aben, Bain Dvar Mechuvarin. He's not correct. The Chiamin and Haki had Mira Papa, the Amar Levayer, Avara Papi, the Amar Albiur. I think we have it the other way around, who holds what, but either way, Avia ben namim varach al amila de bemila avia ben kibir chametz dami diu namim mechayev he's chayev el de efshel meva de acher it can be done at the acher ubaosan sheefshel ipatem imenu elba shekiman baatzmo if it's a mitzvah that no one else could do but you then mevarachin belamid ufikach and mevarachin betfilin betzitzis v'shivasuka belamid ubir chametz umila ushchita baal and here he goes on to discuss. Achilas matzah, achilas mora. Maybe it's already hard to speak and it's already getting late. The rest of the Ran you can look at for tomorrow. Pick up on where we're up to now with the Tosefta, with mora and matzah. And then we'll go on to discuss Chanukah and Megillah. And then we'll begin to discuss a little bit the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has, and the Meiri is very worth looking at as well. Okay, Chet, for anyone have a question? And remember